cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, well, this is February 29th, 2024. And tonight, the guy in the glass cage back there, our producer, is none other than Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And tonight, here in the studio, given a new moniker, the old one is gone. No more Little Lisa. From now on, she's Fona Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
That's right. You heard that song. Fona Lisa, Fona Lisa, I've heard you calling and calling. And calling, and calling. There you go, folks. That's right. Yeah. All right, so tonight we have to get right into the message. We have a lot to cover tonight. And this is Fona Lisa's turn. She wants to make it into big-time radio, so we're giving her a chance tonight. So she's been after my job for a while. You'll never cackle your way there, I'll tell you that. Alrighty. Title of the message was, Do You See What I See? Do You Hear What I Hear? Do You Know What I Know? And that's, we're taking that right from God's Word, the Bible, because of all of what is happening today. We left that off, we started last night in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we had to stop there because of the time. So let's pick it up right there. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, the Apostle Paul is saying here that he was given a direct revelation from the Holy Spirit. And the later times he's talking about is now. It's right now. We're seeing people departing from the faith in huge numbers, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their conscience seared with a white hot iron. And well, here, or with a hot iron. What is he talking about? When you have a hot iron put to you and it forms scar tissues, pretty soon you can't feel that. There's
right.
Numbness in that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even anymore, their conscience doesn't even convict them when they lie and they commit hypocrisy.
Yes.
And so here, when we're talking about speaking lies, boy, there's so much of that going on today. Because these people that are led into these occult doctrines know, they know that they are undermining the true Christian faith, folks. And I'm talking about the apostate church, those that promote, for example, it wasn't that long ago that Al Sharpton says that the Bible condones and justifies abortion. That's a lie right from the pit of hell. That's a lie told by a liar.
Okay? Yes, it is.
And I told you we spoke last night recently when the Pope had recently said there is no hell. There is a hell, okay, when the Pope had said that that Christ failed at Calvary. He failed at Calvary, okay. And so here he goes on to say, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. Well, here, with which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Now, you had a false asceticism has been promoted for a long time now, that somehow those that choose abstinence and choose to not to marry are somehow more spiritual than normal Christians, which is couldn't be farther from the truth, okay? And so, not only that, but you see these heresies are emphasized with a pseudo-love for vegetarianism. Now, to give you an example, we have an article here I just saw a few minutes ago where Letitia James, that corrupt attorney general in New York, is she wants to sue the largest beef production company in the world. She wants to try to shut them down so they can't produce beef. This is the insanity that you have. But again, we're seeing all of these things, you know, right before, unfolding right before our eyes. And then you have, of course, there for years the Catholic Church have said you shouldn't eat meat on certain days. But it says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So what does that mean? Does that mean that I know some people we call the pork police, and they talk about, you know, you shouldn't eat pork, you shouldn't eat pork, you shouldn't eat. Well, you know what? In reality, today, a lot of the meats that you have out there you get are not healthy at all. They're not healthy because these animals are raised, and they're given all kinds of antibiotics and all kinds of drugs. So, I try to get my meat, I try to buy it up from the Amish, where they don't use any of those things. But here today, when you talk about receiving with thanksgiving, but you don't want to receive everything. And he's talking about meats here. Today, they're trying to force us to eat bugs, folks. Now, it's not a good thing to eat bugs, right?
Right.
Maybe if you're a bird, but you're not a bird, are you?
No, and I'm not going to eat bugs.
We've all been waiting to hear that, right? I mean, how much longer could we have gone? Now we know.
It's confirmed now.
It's confirmed. Little Lisa will not eat bugs, folks. Okay. Anyhow, so we're not going to pray and ask God to bless our bugs, are we?
No, we are not.
No. We know better, don't we?
Yes.
And so here he goes on to say, but when you pray over your meat, if you eat beef, if you eat whatever, pork, if you pray over it, it's sanctified by the word of God with prayer. That's what the Bible teaches. And so I want to go now over to Luke chapter 17. And in Luke chapter 17, just one verse. Oh, but my, just in this one verse, there is so much in this one verse, and I'll tell you why. And that verse is, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Now, in the days of Noah, there are many, many characteristics of the days of Noah. And in the days of Lot, too. And they're occurring today. The very same things indicating the return of Christ maybe soon, even at the doorstep. Here, for example, in the days of Noah, what did they have? Physical appetites. What was it actually, even before that, with Adam and Eve? How did we get in? Eve got us in all that trouble because she wanted to get a hold of some superfood, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
And then in the days of Noah, they didn't believe in God, secularism. Noah told them for 120 years, repent. And they said, for what? Why? Right?
Yes.
Does that sound like today?
Yes, it does.
A disregard of marriage, a disregard for marriage. Back in those days, what was happening with marriage? You had fallen angels.
Yes.
You were taking women, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, they were, yes.
And when they said they were taking in marriage, it doesn't mean like it was today where a man proposes to a woman and asked. No, in those days, those fallen angels, they just went and took whatever woman they wanted, okay? Because they were, they were the husbands and the wives, the husbands of those days couldn't resist the superior strength, right?
Right.
Uniformitarianism. Today, does everybody want you to be in lockstep in the collective?
Yes.
Boy, here's one. Disobedience. Whoa, boy.
Yes.
Ungodliness. Unbelief. Now, when I'm telling you this, it's referring to the days of Noah. And we see that in ungodliness in Jude 15, and unbelief, 2 Peter 2:5, and blasphemy in Jude 15, too, and population increase in it. Genesis 6, 1 through 11. Hedonism, we see that in Genesis 4, 21. Technology, Genesis 4, 22 also, and Daniel 12, 4, 3 and 4. Violence, Genesis 6, the violence that's especially upon the unborn babies, but the violence on the January 6ers by a corrupt deep state government, a very corrupt, tyrannical deep state government. And then, of course, in our judicial, corruption. So you had all of these were all characteristics of the days of Noah. And so here, again, they're very, very prominent, very present with our day today. Well, you'll say, well, wait a minute. I mean, haven't you, we had that throughout history? And but not like it is today. Today, it is like the days of Noah, okay? It's more corrupt than it's ever been.
Yes.
In fact, I want to go over to Daniel chapter 12. We talked about Daniel 12. And we read this in verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Well, here we see that the time of the end, okay. Well, let's start. Actually, let's do this. Let's start in verse 1 and read all the way through verse 4. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince. Now, he's talking about the time of great tribulation. And this is the last half of Daniel's 70 week, following the placement of the abomination of desolation in the temple in the holy place. We see that in Matthew 24:15, in fact. So he says here, "And at that time shall Michael stand, the great prince standeth for the children of the people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered out of every one that shall be found written in the book." And so that book is the book of life, isn't it?
Yes.
And so that's what he's referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during this terrible time of Jacob's trouble, we read about that too in Jeremiah 37, the true Israelites will be protected in the wilderness. Revelation 12, verses 6 through 14. And they're going to be prepared to receive Christ as he returns at the end of the tribulation. And that's Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, too. Now he goes on to say, "And as many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awaken, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." And so here, you know, they don't awaken at the same time, but they both awaken. "And they shall be, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, that they that turn many to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever and ever." Now here in verse 12:4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall turn to and shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Now, the book is being unsealed daily. People are running to and fro. Government, I mean, today, it's not like it was when I was growing up. Today, we have people, I have friends of mine that are traveling, going to Europe, going here, flying, you know, to just traveling all over the place, not like it used to be. And, you know, I don't particularly like taking long flights. I never forget it. 12-hour flight in that plane going to Israel. Well, it wasn't too bad going there, but coming back, we had some folks in the plane, and there was a lot of people on that plane, and they were coughing and sneezing. And
oh, dear.
The guy sitting next to me in Israel, he couldn't stop coughing.
Oh, dear.
And that was a very uncomfortable 12-hour trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, we see today that government and corporate America are using artificial intelligence to monitor and to spy on the people. And when it talks about here, knowledge shall be increased, knowledge, but not truth. And there are those on the left that want to replace judges. Today they're talking about they want to replace judges and juries with artificial intelligence. And already, we had Pastor Joe. He read off four different articles that were false. They were created by AI. They were not true. But people don't know that. People that were reading these were not aware that these articles were totally unfalse, totally not true. They were just created. And so here, when we take a look today, we have apps for everything. I mean, there's an app for everything. There's an app for a nap. I mean, you have Apple, you have TB, you have BuzzFeed, you have MS, YouTube, Zoom, Prime Video, TikTok, Z. It goes on and on and on and on. And then, again, you have a lot of information, you have a lot of knowledge, but not a lot of truth. And that's just the day that we're living in, and that's exactly the way Scripture said it would be. And then, you know, today, in fact, as we talk about that, Israel in the last days would blossom and would be exporting produce, and We see that over in Isaiah 27, verse 6, and Isaiah 35, verses 1 and 2. Hebrew language, it tells you that, and I remember, you know, when you had the blooming of the fig tree in April of 48, when Israel became a nation. And so here, it was promised in Zephaniah 3, verse 9, that the Hebrew language would be, the language would be restored. And that's exactly what happened in 1948. The Hebrew language became the official language of the nation of Israel. And so, I want to go now over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, these are again the signs of the things that we would be seeing in those days. And my pages are stuck together. There you go. This know also, then in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, we just read in later times over there, but now this is more specific. Two places in Scripture, here and in Peter, it refers specifically to the last days, which means what? The last part of the sixth dispensation of time. And so here, when Paul wrote that, he knew that those days were still far ahead in the future, you know. And he goes on, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. Wow. I mean, just look at today, our society. Blasphemers, disobedience to parents. All of these young people today, we're amazed. I mean, I can't believe how many grandparents that I have talked to tell me how they've been cut off from seeing their grandchildren because they refuse to take the kill shot. And it's just an amazing thing that these young people have been so dumbed down by the cultural Marxism, by the colleges, universities. And I know that we had a picnic, a gathering, and we had a number of people came, and one of them asked me if we could try to avoid talking about the kill shots or anything at this picnic, because one of the people coming was a young doctor, and he had been indoctrinated. He was convinced that you have to wear the mask and you had to take the kill shot. Nowadays, not so much. After 17 million dead people that died directly from the kill shot, not so much. Today, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unthankful, unthankful. These young college kids, anti-American, marching out there against the nation of Israel, against the United States, against the United States. You saw them in that crowd that's shaking. Death to Israel, death to America, death to Israel. These are spoiled, unthankful, ungrateful, really lesser people. And God's word, the Bible says that it refers to them as simple-minded.
Yes.
Simple-minded. And boy, I'm going to tell you, and that's, we're seeing all of these things today. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Nowadays, everything, there's this affinity with sexual activity today. It's really gotten out of hand. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses. Now he's referring to church houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins and led away with diverse lusts. You have got now these, what they're called churches, for people that want to have open marriages. Do you understand? They have churches for open marriage, or it's happening. I mean, we're seeing all of these things happening today. You have what you call, I'm trying to remember that some of these names are fairly new to me. Cuckolds is one of them that is just unbelievable out there today. Ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The reason is they're never learning the truth. And that's exactly what's happening with the cultural Marxism. That's what's happening with the mainstream media. There was so much out there today. And so with that, we'll be back after this.
Mali?
Mali, yeah.
Mali. Do you speak English?
No, Francais.
No? Francais?
Yeah.
Okay.
Senegal,
okay. De donde son?
Ecuador.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
So our first day, we helicoptered into Caña Blanca, and I just realized something. So Joe Biden, think about this, Oscar. Joe Biden and the Democrats are pretending like the numbers are going down at our southern border. We're here in the jungle. The numbers are massive every single day. It's nonstop. When we first started coming here, you'd see one or two groups a day. Now it's just continuous. But what we just got word, I got a call from Todd Bensman from Center for Immigration Studies. We just got word that these facilities that we uncovered here out here in the jungle, 15-acre facilities, they're calling them mobility centers. And what they're doing in these facilities, apparently, this is through the State Department, Secretary Blinken. And this, think about this, Oscar. We hadn't heard anything from Secretary Blinken this entire time until about a month ago, he started announcing these welcoming centers in America. So they started building these welcoming centers in America. At the same time, they're building these so-called mobility centers in Central America. From what Todd has gathered, these mobility centers are simply a way to create refugees. So all of these illegals that are coming through, they're all economic migrants. They're all fleeing their countries for a better life, which I totally get that, but it doesn't qualify for asylum in America. But if they can catch them on their way, they're actually using United Nations OIM to apply for them at these facilities to get them refugee status, so then they can fly them directly into our country and nobody sees it. So the numbers at the border go down, but the numbers that are going into our country go up. This is treason. It's treason. And so not only are they not fixing the border problem, they're looking in your face, they're laughing at the American people, saying how stupid you must be to even believe what we're saying, simply for an election year. That's what's happening. Joe Biden running for office, these open border Democrats, they don't want to fix the problem. They want more of this. They want more of these, all of these Palestinians. They want more of the BLM and Antifas, all the La Razas. They want more of this. That is insane, man.
It's a loophole.
It's treason.
It's a loophole that they have created, like the fake families.
Every time. It was CBP1.
Exactly.
It was the fake families, El Otro Lado doing the fake families, doing this immigration fraud, and then they got caught doing that, so they stopped doing that. Then you had massive groups coming over, Secretary Mayorkas, Joe Biden, Secretary Blinken, oh, we got to do CBP1. They do CBP1, they send them across our ports. Oh, look, it's not so bad out in the borders. They're not crossing illegally. That increases. Now what do? Now we do these refugee...
Well, they have to go to the epicenter so they can process them, so they can actually be a refugee and asylee. So when they get to every port of entry from Central America and South America, they will be categorized now as refugee and asylee. So in that particular case,
so they're right
they're,
in.
They're registered.
They come right in.
Into every port, into every border, they will be refugees.
They don't even have to go to the port.
The direct
access. They can fly directly into our country.
That direct access will be to the United States of America. So they just created a massive loophole. This is the reason why. Because Americans in the United States, they are waking up to know that the majority of the people that they're coming in, they're not legitimate cases of asylum, they're economical migrants. So these guys already created a shield and a protection strategy for them to create a loophole for go around your system and your law to break your immigration law and basically go around it and fly directly by creating refugees in an epicenter, getting out of the Darien that they're supposed to be closed, but they don't want to close it. Because of that, the business continues. It is a humanitarian slavery business, weaponized migration to destroy borders, to destroy sovereign nations, and to continue with this because the replacement theory, Ben, and I don't want to say this,
it's not a theory anymore.
For all you leftist progressives that you categorize me and him as a white supremacist, conspiracy theorist, fear-mongering, creating hysteria, it is not of that BS. It is a reality. What are you doing? You cannot fool the American people anymore, and you're trying to do it again.
This is breaking news, guys. This is breaking news. They are traitors to our country, and what this does, and it's like every single other policy they do, it just invites more. So now the word is going to spread around the world. You come into the Darien. Once you get through, you get to the mobility center. They reclassify you as a refugee. They reclassify you as a refugee, and they fly you directly. You get the red carpet into America.
How evil and how demonic these people are, that you don't even know how many decomposed bodies are in here. So it doesn't even matter the rape, the abuse, the death that these people are going through, and the treacherous journey that they're going through, and the horrors that they're going through. It doesn't even matter. They're pushing their agenda into your throats. This is part of the gender, the immigration, everything. Your country is basically being reconstructed to their, progressive ideology. UN has taken over your borders.
It all goes to the United Nations. It all goes to the World Economic Forum. It goes to the Global Reset, the Great Reset. It's all the same, guys. All the same. That's why we have to get President. If we don't get President Trump in 2024, America's gone. The world's gone.
All right, you hear the Democratic Communists there are now hiding the crisis at the southern border by meeting illegals halfway and flying them into the United States. Real American Voice correspondent Ben Berkwam is on a fourth escapade through the Darien Gap, where he discovered a 15-acre facilities that the United States is using to process and smuggle illegals into the United States before they even reach the border. The Darien Gap is known as the world's most dangerous route for illegal immigration into the United States between Colombia and Panama. The numbers at the border go down, but the numbers that are going into our country go up. Berkwam reports from Central America. Now, the treasonous Obama, Biden, and the Democratic Communist Party, folks, first of all, they want election fraud. They want these people to vote and vote and vote, use whatever names they have to, even though they're not citizens. If that doesn't look like it's going to work, if the Republicans seem to be waking up and tightening down the Board of Elections, they see that, then they're going to want riots. They're going to see the idea, and remember this. All of these illegals, many of these are terrorists coming in here. 50,000, you have Chinese national soldiers are here just waiting for their orders on American soil. That's happening right now, folks, and people have got no idea. They're clueless. And believe me, the Democratic Communist Party, the drug dealers, would be glad to provide all the arms. And I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA and the FBI was helping in that area, too, because, well, these are the days they have become so corrupt, so totally, the deep state is so totally corrupt. But anyhow, another article there, too, coming out of the Gateway Pundit, and that is massive groups of military-age males from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, Nepal, and more traveling through, and it shows you these lines and just massive lines here through the Darien Gap. And again, they're being flown right into the United States by the Biden crime cartel. And so, again, it's the deep state. We're still fighting that. This is, folks, this is a communist revolution. We're in the middle of a war. People don't realize it. The number one thing America needs to do, really, it needs repentance. If we expect God's help in this, and we're going to need God's help, it expects repentance. Speaking of that, one of the articles that we had here, and I was looking for it, was an article talking about Do you believe in miracles? This is an article by Wayne Root. Something supernatural is happening with President Trump. We are all witnessing the Trump miracle, according to Wayne. He says, do you believe in miracles? Remember those words by sports broadcaster Al Michaels when the underdog U.S. hockey team won the Olympic gold back in 1980. I watched that. That was some game, yeah. Winter Olympics history has branded that game the miracle on ice. Well, it's because you had our Olympic hockey team playing against the best professionals in the world. So the miracle on ice, see, in real life, miracles do happen. We live in a negative, cynical world. Few of us really believe in miracles, and even fewer believe a miracle is happening even when it is happening right in front of us. But miracles happen all the time. So I believe a miracle set directly by God is happening right in front of us right now. You just have to open your eyes. President Trump is that miracle. He goes on to say, he's sometimes crude and rude. He offends so many. He angers so many. The powers that be with want him stopped at any cost, even if they have to frame him by making up crimes that never happened. He faces so many indictments and trials. He faces over 700 years in prison. He is being fined hundreds of millions of dollars and banned from conducting business. If he doesn't spend the rest of his life in prison, he could end up losing his empire to bankruptcy. He is painted as a Hitler and a KKK and a white supremacist. We are told he is a threat to democracy if elected, his critics say. He will destroy America. Virtually everyone in power against him, from the D.C. swamp to the deep state to the military-industrial complex that wants wars around the world to his own government agencies, the very, very completely corrupt CIA, the completely corrupt FBI, the completely corrupt DOJ, and the completely corrupt NSA, who frame him and spy on him. And all the, see, here's something they don't understand, folks. God's word, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. And these folks here, if they think that they can come against, fight against God and win, well, they're delusional. All the groups who hold the most wealth and power in America are out to stop him. Wall Street, mainstream media, Silicon Valley, the Bar Association, the Teachers Union, Hollywood, Madison Avenue, they all hate him. Foreign governments are desperate to stop him from ever gaining power again. Global organizations like the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, United Nations despise him. Almost every globalist billionaire in the world is arrayed against him. George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and all the rest. Women call him sexist. Black Democrats call him racist. Sodomites call him homophobic. Muslims call him Islamophobic. Because of his unwavering faith and support for Israel. But American Jews vote against him. I think that's about to change. Yet after all of that, President Trump holds the lead over Joe Biden in virtually every national poll, leads in every battleground state, and determines the election leads among Generation Z, the youngest voters, and in some polls leads among Latino and Black males. A recent poll showed Trump leading among Jewish voters in New York State. Now, that's a miracle, folks. That is a miracle. How is this possible? It's supernatural. It's biblical. It can't be explained if it's a real-life miracle. Let me finish with two real-life stories that back up my belief that Trump miracle is happening in front of our eyes. My nephew is a young doctor in California. He recently graduated medical school after being born with severe physical disability. He is a walking miracle and a testament to the power of faith and prayer. For the past decade of college, medical schools, and medical internship, California, everyone he met was a liberal and a Trump hater. 48 hours ago, my nephew, the doctor, was working in a medical office in Los Angeles, and he witnessed what he described as a supernatural miracle. The news came on the television in the doctor's office. The topic was Trump's primary landslide in Michigan. He was expecting either groans or hatred from everyone in the office, but then he witnessed something that shocked him like never before. Someone in the office cheered Trump. And then another and another, and soon the entire medical office was cheering and celebrating President Trump. Everyone, patients, staff, doctors, once they realized it was safe to express support for Trump, everyone let it all out. Everyone admitted that they are on Trump's side in Los Angeles. My nephew, the doctor, said, Uncle Wayne, it's a miracle. I never thought I'd ever see anything like this. Something supernatural is happening. So, and then real life story too. My childhood best friend is a strong believer in God, but he is non-political. Yesterday, he reached out to me via text to say, I'm going to say something very odd now. I don't believe Trump can be stopped. He's touched by God. He's superhuman. I don't know if he's superhuman, but you can definitely see the Lord's anointing on him. He goes on to say, he's got something supernatural supporting him. I don't think anyone can stop him in my lifetime. I've never seen a human being on the earth surrounded by his supernatural force. Trump doesn't even age like all the other presidents in history. He looks the same as 8 years ago. Even after all that he's been through, he doesn't ever get down. Even though he's taking deadly shots left and right, his superhuman, unstoppable, unflappable, we are witnessing a miracle. There you go. That was the article. So, well, there's something going on there for sure, because the whole Antichrist system is out to get him. And, well, he has, again, God's anointing, and he has 80 million Americans behind him, too. All right. Now, Fona Lisa, you've got an article. Go for it.
Okay. Well, don't be fooled by Tulsi Gabbard. She's more dangerous than Kamala Harris. Tulsi Gabbard's recent takedowns of the Democratic Party sound well and good, but what is she really up to? This is a woman who ran for president as a Democrat. She has pushed for assault weapons bans, universal basic income, Medicare for all, free college tuition, and abortion with very few limits. Tulsi Gabbard even supported a federal $15 minimum wage. This is not a woman we want anywhere near President Trump or the office of the vice presidency. Tulsi Gabbard is a Trojan horse. She may be an unwitting Trojan horse, but still a Trojan horse at that. I will show you proof from recent interviews that she has not changed her position on important issues like gun rights. Just because Tulsi doesn't support endless wars or endless funding of Ukraine does not make her a conservative. Fox has embraced her. That should tell you all you need to know. This podcast is for anyone who thinks that Tulsi Gabbard would make a great running mate for Donald J. Trump. She would not.
Very good. And I don't trust her as far as I can throw
her. No.
She would be Trump's Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
And yeah, I don't trust her. Nikki Haley is another one.
Yes.
I see these. And now, if she was good in all those other areas except for, and she was only still pro-death, she's pro-abortion. Look.
Yes.
Anyone who's pro-abortion, who's for destroying the image of God, is the enemy of God.
Yes.
And if they're the enemy of God, then they're the enemy of God's children, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And so The Bible says all of those that hate God love death. Okay, so those that are pro-abortion love death. They're anti-God, they're anti-Christ, right?
Yes.
And not only that, but the Bible calls them unclean, huh?
Yes.
All righty. The FBI is up to it again. Social media users obliterate the FBI after it uses two white female models to boast they're combating looting by organized gangs. Listen, you got to see this. Folks, let me ask you this. When you've seen all of the stores being looted, the windows being broken, the cars being driven into these stores and the looting taking place, let me ask you this. Has it been done by white female models dressed to the hilt, or has it been done by street gangs, mostly black young black men? Ask yourself a question. The corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation opened itself up to more incredible ridicule online with posts posting about combating organized retail theft. At Gateway Pundit, readers know looting has become a national crisis thanks to far-left prosecutors in major cities refusing to prosecute retail theft crimes in the name of social justice. Businesses from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. are either closing or moving because the young thieves keep stealing their items and law enforcement does nothing. The hard truth is primarily young people of color, black people. There are some colorless people in those too, right?
Yes.
You see, are committing retail thefts as part of organized flash mobs. Through the media conveniently avoids addressing that fact. But here is the FBI post in question regarding looting. Notice anything wrong with the picture, and that's where you have these two young female models dressed to the hilt, and they're in an expensive store, and they're claiming they're looting because they're trying on these coats and that. Goes on to say, the FBI decided to use two white female models to assure the public that they were focused on stopping retail theft. When was the last time anyone saw a mob of white girls stealing from Target or CVS? The politically correct nonsense was lost on social media users who proceeded to destroy the FBI online. Well, that's the end of that. You have an article there, don't you?
Yes, okay. Well, CPAC, Peter Navarro shares last words before heading to prison. Quote, if we lose, we will certainly lose this country. The Gateway Pundit reported back in early February that a federal judge denied former Trump aide Dr. Peter Navarro's request to stay out of prison pending a decision from the appellate court. In September, Navarro, age 74, was convicted of criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena in Liz Cheney's January 6th investigation. Navarro did not comply with the subpoena because he said Trump told him to assert executive privilege. Biden's corrupt DOJ sought a six-month prison term for Navarro, and late last month, Judge Amit Mehta sentenced Peter Navarro to 4 months in prison and pay a $9,500 fine.
Peter Navarro is a patriot.
Yes.
And you have that two-tier justice system. You're only guilty if you're a conservative or if you're a Republican, but especially if you're a Christian and a patriot, right?
Right.
Lee Zeldin drops a truth bomb on CNN, that stands for Communist News Network. Following Michigan primary, Trump beat all the Democrats combined. Former Congressman Lee Zeldin went on CNN on Tuesday night after President Trump's latest victory in Michigan primary. Deep state plant Nikki Haley could only muster 28% of the primary vote, even with her Democratic voter base. Lee Zeldin noted that President Trump received more votes in Michigan than all the Democrat primary votes combined. Zeldin added, it's possible the entire blue wall gets painted red this November. CNN, that's the Communist News Network, did not want to hear that and promptly cut him off. It was too much truth for the communist panel. Yeah, that those that they call it hate speech, the truth is hate to those that hate the truth, huh?
Yes.
All right. You know, we've had on this radio program, J-6ers, and here, one of them, Jake Lang, well, let me just read the article. Here's the article. Bereaved J-6 parent Ed Lang. By the way, Ed, if you happen to be listening out there, contact me, get in touch with me. Or folks, if you're listening to this and you know Ed, have him call me. Ed Lang protest. Now, here's a picture of Jake's father, and he's holding up a big sign that says, "My son is a political hostage of the corrupt regime." I can't really see the bottom of it, but anyhow, he goes on to say, J6 parent Ed Lang protests corrupt Biden regime after his son, who has been held in prison for 3 years without a trial, goes missing in the prison system. And part of that's got to do with the fact we had him here on this program 3 times. U.S. Marshals transferred J6 political prisoner Ryan Samsel and Jake Lang from D.C. Gulag earlier this month to an undisclosed location, and no one knows where they're at. Jail guards forced Samsel and Lang to adhere to temperature check around 7 p.m., the night before their move, a typical indication that within hours, any semblance of normalcy would be torpedoed and they would be mysteriously transferred to another jail in another state. And at approximately 4 a.m. in the morning, Samsel and Lang were chained, shackled, in black box cuffs and thrown on a bus, and they were provided no information about where they would be taken. So this is what they call, one of the things they use, folks, they call diesel therapy. If someone like Jack Lang gets a lot of attention and people gather outside, they want the jail, they know that there could be a protest outside, they put him on a bus. And I've seen this before. And the bus just drives. You'll have a busload of inmates that may be high profile, and these prisons, we really don't want them there. We don't want to have protests outside our prison gates, so on and so forth. So they just put them on a bus and they just drive them from one state to another. They change drivers, and this is called diesel therapy. Anyhow, again, if anybody's listening out there, Ed Lang, if you're listening, get in touch with me. We'll do whatever we can to help. And by the way, folks, you can out there, if you go to sponsorj6.com, if you go up to their website to support them, it's called sponsorj6.com, and there's some ways you can help, especially with their legal fees. I'll just read a quote by Ed Lang. "I'm out here protesting in front of the Fairmont Federal Courthouse in Washington, D.C. on behalf of my son and every other J-6er for the inequitable, unlawful political persecution of these poor J-6 patriots and their families. So it's about time we got off our sofas and get out of the house and go to the streets and peacefully protest, hold those corrupt judges, those completely corrupt judges accountable, hold the DOJ accountable, the FBI accountable. Any citizens can be picked up off the street now and held like my son for 3 years and 6 days as a supposedly pretrial detainee held by the regime." All righty. So we're coming up to a break. How much time do I have? All right. And so I urge everyone to get out and stand up and take this country back. Let's do it. Be right yes. back after this.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.